rest of the story. They were two of the most brilliant college football coaches who ever lived. And as turn-of-the-century contemporaries, they were fervent, frequent sidelines rivals. Percy Houghton and Glenn Warner, whom friends and fans affectionately called Pop Warner. Coach Houghton had a hard, cold, austere reputation. Blood, he often bellowed to his gridiron warriors. That's what I want, blood. He was also a supreme tactician who demanded precision, and it paid off in the record books. 3 years of 1 4-year period, he made Harvard the nation's number one team. Harvard's longest undefeated string, 33 consecutive wins, was engineered by Coach Houghton. Pop Warner, well, he was a different sort. Creative is an adjective often applied to his approach. During his years at Carlisle, the industrial school for American Indians, he became the country's best-known football coach, forever developing eccentric formations and trick plays. He was recognized as the unmitigated master of razzle-dazzle. Pop was always searching the rule book for loopholes, and he would try anything on the field that was not expressly forbidden. And so it was that these two dominant forces in college football, Houghton and Warner, were preparing to clash in the autumn of 1908. Houghton coaching Harvard, remember, Pop Warner coaching Carlisle. Incidentally, this was the immortal Jim Thorpe's first full season as Carlisle's starting halfback. Anyway, the week before the scheduled showdown of Houghton and Warner, Pop's team had pounded formidable Syracuse 12-0. News of the shutout did not bother Coach Houghton until his chief assistant told him the rest of the story. Warner had won using an apparently unbeatable tactic. He had sewn a special padding onto the outside front of his players' jerseys, padding the precise color, size, and shape of a football. That meant a defensive player could look up after the snap and see what seemed to be a football in everybody's hands. And without knowing which player was cradling the real football, the Syracuse defense was utterly confounded. To Harvard coach Houghton, such trickery was unsportsmanlike. Whiff-whaff, he called it. To ensure a victory, Pop Warner was resorting to whiff-whaff. Well, the night before the big Harvard-Carlisle contest, Houghton actually approached Pop, asking whether he planned to use the trick jerseys for the next day's game. Warner smiled. "Nothing in the rules says we can't," Pop replied. And Houghton turned away. It seemed that Harvard had been defeated even before the first play. Now, what to do? It's only hours until game time. Not enough time to duplicate the deceitful device, sewing football lookalikes, which would be less effective on the dark-colored Harvard jerseys anyway. But there was time for Harvard's Coach Houghton to resolve this diabolical dilemma. And he did, and I want you to think about it until tomorrow, when I'll tell you the rest of the story.